We continue with the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Beis Amud Beis. We're going to begin with the Braisa, five lines from the top of the Amud. Tan Rabbanan Meis Ba'adar V'Amad Achar Tachtov Ba'adar Monin Shana Lozeh V'Lozeh. The Braisa says, let's say you have a king who died in the month of Adar, and then another king assumed his position, replaces him also in the month of Adar. So now Monin Shana Lozeh V'Lozeh. So we can count the year from one or the other. Says Rashi, "Habalich tovstar ba'adar la'achas ha'amer asheni." If a person wants to go ahead and write a document, prepare ishtar chov in this month after the point where the second king was now appointed, so imrotz lichtov b'shtar b'shnas ploni lemelech shemeis kosev. If he wants to go ahead, he can date the document as being the year in which the first king died, or if he wants to go ahead, he can say the month which took place in the year, the first year of the reign of the second king. So he has an option how he wants to date this particular document. If the first king dies in the month of Nisan, and then he is replaced by another, so then also Nisan. So again, which means, again, that you have a choice when dating the document. And Rashi points out over here, it doesn't really matter what month in the year it was. If you want, you can go ahead and date the document as being the last year of the reign of the first king, or the first year of the reign of the second king. Either dating method is acceptable. So continues now the Gemara and quotes the Braisa that we just read. Amar Mar, it said in the Braisa, Meis ba'adar v'amar achar tachtov ba'adar. If one king dies in Adar and another king comes and replaces him, succeeds him in Adar, monin shana lazeh v'lazeh. So we can count the year for this king or for the other king. So says the Gemara, Pshita, this is obvious. After all, in this particular month, or in this particular year, both kings ruled. So what should be the problem? So Ma'adatemi, you would have thought, Shasa lebeit shrei lo maninon. That we cannot count one year for two kings. Kamash Malan comes along the Bryce and says, you may in fact count one year as being attributed to the year in which one of either two kings ruled. So according to the Havmin, which would you have chosen? So Rashi says, Shasal Vechel Maninan, Mishin Nichnas Bahamelech Shamei Safilu Yom Echad. If the king who has since died had ruled at least one day, you would not identify that year as being the year in which the new king who succeeded him was ruling. Rather, that entire year would go down in history as being the last year of the reign of the first king. That's what you would have thought. Comes along the Ibraisa and says, no, you have the option of writing Monin Shana Lozeh V'Lozeh. Now, the next section of the Braisa said, Meis b'nisan v'amar achar tachtov b'nisan, monin shana lozeh v'lozeh. As we'd seen beforehand, that if the first king dies in Nisan, and he is succeeded by another, also in the month of Nisan, monin shana lozeh v'lozeh, we count the year for both this one or that one. So again, says the Gemara Pshita, so ma'u d'teima, perhaps we would have said, ki amrinan yom achad b'shana chashuv shana, when is it that we say that one day in a year is considered like an entire year? That's besof hashana. That's only when it comes at the end of the year. Aval b'tchila shana, but in the beginning of the year, lo amrinan. Perhaps we would not say that. So Kamash Malan comes along the Braisa and says no. That this idea of yom echad b'shana chashuv shana applies not only in the beginning of the, not only the end of the year, but even in the beginning of the year. Then the Braisa concluded, meis ba'adar v'omar achar tachtov b'nisan. The first king dies in Adar, and the next king succeeds him in Nisan. Monin Rishona L'Rishon Ushnia L'Shnia L'Sheni. So then we count the first year only for the first king, and the second year only for the second king. So says the Gemara Pshita, this is obvious as well. L'Tzricha De'inu Alem Yador U'Melech Ben Melechu. The case over here was where the first king died, as we saw in Adar, and they had voted in the second king in the month of Adar, and he was a Melech ben Melech, meaning the second king was the son of the first king. He was an heir to the throne. So Ma'al Dutemi, you would have thought, Ninu Le Tartin Shnin. So maybe in this case we can count 2 years for him. So Kamash Malan comes along the Bryce and says, no, that the month of Adar is considered to be the last year of the reign of the first king, and the month of Nisan is considered to be the beginning of the first year of the reign of the second king. Rashi points out why this particular Havamina is separate from what we saw earlier. Melech ben Melech, who says Rashi d'imushum d'imnu aleha, if the fact that he was voted previously, so we saw already loitzdirch le'ashmina, that particular chiddush is not needed to be taught at this point, the shamina le'mireisha, because we already taught that from the reisha, that the fact that a king was voted in to office in the month of Adar does not, in of itself, is not considered to be the beginning of his reign. But now that there are two factors, so you have number one, the fact that he was appointed in the month of Adar, and he was a Melech ben Melech, he was an heir to the throne. So Ema, you would say Ninu la mi kamaisa, kamash malan. No, so we see from here that that's not so. But Taimishal Davin says Rashi, the reason is Lifishal Malchus Yerushihi. Because Malchus is considered Yerusha Dechziv, Leman Yarich Yamim HaMamlach To Hu Ubanav. So based on this pasuk, one would have thought that since there is a concept of Yerusha when it comes to Malchus, that there is the concept, the preference of there being a ruling dynasty, so therefore one would have thought that based on this, there should be a very, very compelling reason to say that we should count already the month of Adar as being the first year of the reign of the second king. So we see from here that that's not so. That the fact that he had not yet assumed the position, he had not yet officially started to rule as king until the month of Nisan, means that that is considered to be the first year of his rule. Okay, the Gemara now continues and tries to determine what is the source for this idea that is mentioned, that we begin counting Melachim from the first of Nisan. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, minayin l'mlachim she'in monon lahem elam Nisan. What is the marker, what is the source for this idea that we count the years of the reign of kings from the month of Nisan? She'nemar, as it says, v'yihi b'shmonim shana v'arba meyos shana letzeis b'nei Yisrael mi'eretz Mitzrayim, b'shana ha'revi'is b'chodesh ziv, hu chodesh ha'sheni, l'mloch shlomo al Yisrael. So over here you have a pasuk from Malachim Aleph, which speaks about the reign of Shlomo HaMelech as being when? 480 years after Yetzias Mitzrayim. Says the Gemara, Makish Malchus Shlomo Yetzias Mitzrayim. So the pasuk seems to be equating or comparing the reign of Shlomo HaMelech to Yetzias Mitzrayim. And therefore we say, Ma Yetzias Mitzrayim in Nisan, just as Yetzias Mitzrayim occurred, of course, in the month of Nisan, Af Malchus Shlomo in Nisan, so too the years of the reign of Shlomo are also counted from Nisan. So Rashi clarifies over here, when we speak about 480 years from Yetzias Mitzrayim, says Rashi, my Yetzias Mitzrayim, minyan ashalim shemonim la mitchilasa min Nisan. When we count years, 480 years from Mitzrayim, we are assuming that the beginning of that year is Nisan. So too, af malchus Shlomo, so too, when we are counting the years of the reign of Shlomo, we are also going to start from the month of Nisan. Says the Gemara, Yetzias Mitzrayim gufa min olam to be Nisan min Nisan. And when it comes to Yetzias Mitzrayim itself, how do we know that that's so? How do we know that we count the years from Nisan? Dilma mitishrei min Nisan. Maybe we count them from Tishrei. So it says Rashi, Afa Pisha Yotzu ben Nisan. There's no question that Yetzias Mitzrayim occurred in the month of Nisan. That's not what the Gemara's question. But nevertheless, maybe we should say, Mishiyagia Tishrei Karo Lo Shana Shnia. Maybe when that first Tishrei arrived, 6 months later, they said this is now the second year. The Fisha Tishrei, Rosh Hashanah Lashanim. Because we know that Rosh Hashanah, what we call Rosh Hashanah, the new year for years, Hanin Labriyas Ha'olam, is Tishrei. V'od din Yetzias Mitzrayim. So we should say, okay, maybe it didn't work out that Yetzias Mitzrayim occurred punt on Rosh Hashanah. So Yetzias Mitzrayim happened in Nisan, says the Gemara, and then comes Tishrei, and this is now the second year, the beginning of the second year from Yetzias Mitzrayim. So how do we know that that's not so? How do you know that when we calculate Yetzias Mitzrayim, so we count from Nisan? So says the Gemara, Lo Silka Daitach. This thought should not enter your mind. Why so? Says the Gemara, Dechsiv, because it says, Vayal Aaron HaKohen El Chor HaHor, that Aaron HaKohen ascended Hor HaHor Al Pi Hashem, based on the instructions of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Vayom HaShem B'Shnas Harba'im L'Tzeis B'nei Yisrael Mi'etz Yisrael, B'Chodesh HaChamishi B'Echad L'Chodesh. That Aaron died in the 40th year from Yetzias Mitzrayim, on the first day of the 5th month, Rosh Chodesh Av. Uksiv, and it also says, Vayhi Barboim Shana B'Ashtei Asar Chodesh B'Echad L'Chodesh Diber Moshe. That it says that in the 40th year, in the 11th month, on the first day, the month of Shvat, so Moshe spoke. So says the Gemara, from the fact that this particular story describing the death of Aaron HaKohen occurred in the month of Av, and it describes in the Torah as being the 40th year, and referring to Moshe as beginning to address the people, which occurred after the death of Aaron, and that's also described over here as the 40th year, this would seem to indicate that Rosh Hashanah is, of course, not Tishrei. Because if it were Tishrei, then it would occur, that would come out that Moshe's speech began in the year following the death of Aaron, because we know that in between Av and Shvat is a Tishrei. So the fact that both Av and the following Shvat are considered all part of the 40th year shows us that Tishrei is not considered to be the beginning of the year, but rather it was Nisan, which preceded the death of Aaron, which was considered to be the beginning of the 40th year. So it says Gemara, well, Bishlama Heich, the first pasuk, which refers to the death of Aaron HaKohen, so clearly over there, Mefaresh de Litzias Mitzrayim. It says explicitly in the pasuk that we're talking about Litzias Mitzrayim. So there's no question that that's the 40th year from Litzias Mitzrayim, because it says that. Elahai, but when it says over here, regarding Moshe Rabbeinu addressing the people, it doesn't say explicitly Yetzias Mitzrayim. It says the 40th year. Mimaydi Yetzias Mitzrayim. How do we know that we are counting from Yetzias Mitzrayim? Dima Hakamas HaMishkan. Maybe it means the 40th year from Hakamas HaMishkan, from the construction of the Mishkan, which happened when? In the second year, in the first year after Yetzias Mitzrayim. How do you know? Says the Gemara, how do you know that the second pasuk is also referring to the 40th year of Yetzias Mitzrayim? So could the Amar of Papa, says the Gemara, because as Rav Papa said, Shnas Esrim, Shnas Esrim, Gzer Shava. The Torah says the 20th year and the 20th year, and from there we learn a Gzer Shava. So Hachanami here as well, Shnas Arboim, Shnas Arboim, Gzer Shava, we say the same thing over here. Makani, Yetzias Mitzrayim, just like over there, when it referred to the 40th year, when describing the death of Aaron HaKohen, it means from Yetzias Mitzrayim, and Afkan over here, when it says the 40th year as well, it also must be referring to 40th year from Yetzias Mitzrayim. Rashi points out that Rav Papa has another Gzeir Shav when it comes to the 20th year in a different context, and perhaps we should say that whenever we are counting years, 20th year, 40th year, whatever the case is, that Rav Papa learns, when Astam, we learn the Sosim and the Mefurash, that we are going to learn that, we're going to take the Pasuk, which provides us with more information, which is more explicit, and we're going to use that to sort of apply to the one which is more vague. And so in this case, just as we say that there's a Gzeir Shava, Shnas Arboim, Shnas Eshrim, Shnas Eshrim, we're going to say the same thing regarding Shnas Arboim. Who says the Gemara, well, Umimai the Maisa the Av Kadim. How do you know that Aaron's death came first? Dilma Maisa the Shvat Kadim. Maybe Moshe's speech, which is referred to in the Torah, is taking place in the month of Shvat, maybe that came first. Says the Gemara, that cannot be. Because it says, Acharei HaKoso Es Sicho. It says Moshe began addressing the people after destroying, after fighting Sichon. And when Aaron HaKohen died, Sichon was still alive. And how do we know that? It says, Vayishma Knani Melech Arad. It says that the Knani, the king of Arad, heard. So Mashmu Hashem, what exactly did he hear? Shama Shemes Aaron. He heard that Aaron died, v'nestaklu Ananei HaKavod. And because Aaron died, so there was a staklus of the Ananei HaKavod, the clouds of glory had departed. Ukesavar nitn reshus lihilachim Yisrael. And he thought that he now had an opportunity to fight against Klal Yisrael. V'haynu duchsiv, and this is what it means when it says, v'yiru kol ha'edo kigava Aaron. That the entire Eda, the entire people saw that Aaron died. Vamer Bavor, Bavor taught Atikir Vayiru, it shouldn't say Vayiru, that they saw, Ela Vayeru, that they were seen. Meaning, as long as the Ananiya covered were there, so they were covered. And now suddenly they were exposed. Kedurish Lakish, Tamish Lakish, Ki Mishamish Ba'arba Lashonos, E Dilma Eladaha. Mishlokish taught that whenever it says ki in the pasuk, so it can mean different things. It could sometimes mean if, it can mean perhaps, it can mean but, or because. And therefore, based on this idea from Reish Lakish, we see when it says over here, Vayiru kol ha'eda ki gava Aaron, the Pashim Shad of the Pasuk is, Vayiru kol ha'eda ki gava Aaron, that the people saw that Aaron died. And the way it's being interpreted right now is Vayiru kol ha'eda, that the entire people were seen, they were exposed, ki gava, because Aaron died. Because Aaron died, and they were no longer zocha to have the Ananiya kavod, this led to their exposure, And based on this exposure, so the Knani Melech Arad, which is a reference over here to Sichon, so figured that now we have an opportunity to fight Klal Yisrael. So we see that Sichon, the war with Sichon took place after the death of Aaron, and so therefore we know for sure that the death of Aaron must have preceded the speech that Moshe gives, which was referred to over here in the Pasuk.